It's time for Conversations with the Mayor, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We're joined on the phone now by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Pam, how's it going?
It's going well. It was a late night last night and early morning this morning, but it was a wonderful evening. I will say, it didn't dawn on me that it was my last meeting. You're so busy focused running the meeting that when everyone started clapping after I hit the gavel. Wow, 8 years of most Wednesday nights spent or running meetings.
Did you have feelings when that happened?
You're kind of, so it's interesting. I was interviewed this morning with Mayors Damon Seil and Jen Weaver. We all said the same kind of thing. It was kind of a surreal moment, and you're like, oh, it doesn't dawn on you to kind of, after you're so focused on the meeting and trying to make sure everyone gets to speak and that things are, you know, moving along and all that, that you're like, I don't know. It was funny. I did think back to my very first meeting where I was literally drenched afterwards. I was so nervous. I was sweating bullets. and got through it, and now, you know, I prepare a lot for the meetings, and my assistant helps quite, we spend Wednesday, you know, just making sure everything's going to go along. A lot of work goes on behind the scenes because you want things to run well, and you want to get out of there before midnight is the goal. It was good, but it was a big agenda, but it was good, and it's our last business meeting with this council, so that's always kind of interesting, too, when you think, it's going to be a very different vibe, whatever. It's always different every 2 years. It's a different vibe, and you have to find your flow and what works. So it'll be great.
Yeah, it's funny with my history as a school teacher. It's it's kind of similar. It doesn't matter what group of people you have in a room. Anytime the group changes, the feel of the room changes, the workflow changes. Everything is slightly different. When you change the personnel involved, I will say that it makes a lot of sense that you were so focused on the meeting last night. As you said, there was a lot of really big stuff on there, a couple of pretty high profile development proposals. The one that everybody was talking about previously was the 306 Franklin Life Sciences Building.
Yeah.
And that seems like it passed pretty resoundingly. How much was the resolution of the Purple Bowl situation, do you think, influencing that vote?
I'm glad they've been able to work things out with Purple Bowl and the other tenants there. The council, for the majority, pretty much knew that this was a major change for our downtown for the positive, for to be a more sustainable downtown, to have workers there 12 months out of the year for the rest of our economy, but to have other kinds of jobs than we've had downtown before. And so it was very exciting. There's so much research that goes on, and we just leak it out of our borders. To have that stay here and grow and nurture it was huge. But it is. It's a bigger building. It's having a walkway connecting Rosemary to Franklin Street. We had one young person come out and speak about that too, that she was very excited that it was finally happening, because it's kind of precarious to get through that long run from Church Street all the way down to Roberson. There's not many ways to get through that are pretty visible and easy to navigate. So that part was good. Having some more public spaces for gathering areas downtown. So council was looking at all of that. We did have questions. We want to make sure it fits well into what's already going on downtown and doesn't overwhelm everything. And the developers were ready to partner, had been talking to community members, trying to make sure that this building fits in and provides opportunities for many people from all different ways. So that part, it's not just a building. It's building a placemaking and a place people want to be. So like I said, council was excited to do this and glad that the developer was able to work out some things with existing tenants and with the neighboring buildings and parcels as well. So I think Longfellow's done a good job listening to the needs of our community, and council came back and said, we want you to go forth and do this. So it was good.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger about some of the development proposals from last night's town council meeting, that's the Life Sciences Center that's proposed on Franklin, 306 Franklin Street. Is this the last kind of council hurdle for that project? What happens next on that?
So they have a couple more hurdles in transitioning some of the tenants, and they'll get that worked out. It takes about a year from approval to go through what's called the zoning compliance permit, which means all the technical stuff. You know, where are all the utilities? Does this line up? Can the building sit here? What's the bedrock? You know, all those steps that you have to go through in order to get start construction. And then you have to have the whole plan about, you know, are you going to be, I'm sure at some point there'll be some parts of the roads closed down either side as big trucks come in. You have to have all those plans worked out ahead of time. And that's what happens during this ZZP, the zoning compliance permit process. So it'll be a year before anything breaks ground, is likely the story. And so that's, you know, they'll be doing a lot of work around that. And that's the time, too, to help the tenants transition to new spaces. But they don't have to come back to council unless they run into an obstacle that changes the plan significantly. The manager's office has the right to do minor modifications. They don't have to come back to council, but if anything crosses a threshold of a certain percentage, they would have to come back. But I don't see that. I mean, no one sees that happening. It does happen from time to time, but there's just a lot more work that goes in now from working with the staff side.
Another development item on the agenda from last night that is a little eyebrow-raising, the 12-story mixed-use proposal at 157 East Rosemary would be, I think, 56 condo units and around 3,000 square feet of ground floor retail space. What was the conversation around that last night?
So council members voiced their concerns for first they said they really liked the building, the architectural, the idea of, and the way they had designed the public spaces, pedestrian areas on the lower levels and integrating in all those things, affordable housing, but that this spot wasn't really the best spot to put this type of building. When we did our future land use map, we talked about transition zones from downtown and from transit corridors where you naturally see the larger buildings into neighborhoods. And when we looked at the Elements Hotel over on the other side, we didn't want to wall off north side. We didn't want this, you know, really large overshadowing building. So five stories in the corner was all we were willing to go. And so that sort of set the tone for our transitions in the Flume, that we want to be able to do that. Now, if you want to build in the middle parcel between Rosemary and Franklin, they all kind of said that we are allowing. That's where we want to see the height, the density. But 12 stories was just a little bit more than most council members were willing to put next to the other sides that were surrounded by two-story buildings, so and residential-like. So, again, lots of praises for the design and the thinking and the mixed use and the concept and the affordable housing, but not in this particular spot.
So what happens next? Is this is that just kind of not happening now, or will the developers have a chance to come back with a different plan?
They can come back with a different plan, but I needed to check on that. I believe there's a time scheduled for that. I think it takes a year before you can come back in, but I need to double check. I know if a project hangs and a tie vote and they have to wait a year, but I'm not sure what happens if a project is denied. They could bring back a different project, but I believe they have to wait a specific amount of time.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, and one thing that I wanted to get into, well, before we move on to that, is there anything else that you wanted to mention? Those were my two main items from the meeting last night, but you were there the whole time, so what stood out to you?
Well, the first was, it just warmed my heart. We gave out the Extra Mile Award to our public housing team because they have been doing a weekly food bank distribution since 2012. Every Wednesday, but they really ramped it up during COVID, and these are staffers and town employees and volunteers have helped so many families and done so much. It was wonderful to recognize them for their work, and we're just so grateful that they took this initiative to expand the program during COVID. It normally had been run just in our housing, our public housing communities, but expanding it out and serving over 7,500 meals during this time is just amazing. So we showed our gratitude for that. And then we got our financial audit for the last fiscal year. We did really, really well. We're one of only 13 cities in North Carolina that has a AAA bond rating. We have more than we're required to have in our fund balance. And something a lot of people don't know, that you have to take every spending plan and every capital project to the Local Government Commission of North Carolina and have it approved, and they have to look at your audited reports and all your financials before they'll allow you to issue a bond or pull down alternative financing. They really scrutinize. I mean, they're a tough bunch. I've had to go in front of them before. And so I'm really proud of how well we've done financially as far as, you know, sticking to our budget and making things happen and not going over our limit and keeping a hefty enough fund balance in all our funds to get that high rating, because when you have that high rating, you get to borrow at a lower interest rate. So that's always a good thing too. And then we launched our Affordable Housing Loan Fund, which started with the seed money from UNC Health. And it's allowing our partners to leverage money to jump on naturally occurring affordable housing and keep it affordable. Before, we didn't have a fund to pull from to do that around town. We have the Northside Initiative, but that's only for Northside and Pine Knolls, and we have other places we'd like to be able to do that. So that was very exciting. Trying to think what else was on there. It was a long evening. We approved Homestead Gardens, one of our affordable housing projects in collaboration with four different affordable housing groups, had to reduce the number of units because the cost per unit has gone up so much to build housing. And unfortunately, it triggered the comeback before council. We're going to change that language. I put in a last petition to say, let's change that language so we don't make people come back if they can't afford to build as many units as they've been approved for, let's say, up to this number of units. They wouldn't have to come back before us. So there were a couple other smaller items, but we moved right along.
It's good. You really packed it in for that last formal meeting.
Council worked well. I will give them credit. They were determined to get all these items taken care of. We had a couple of text amendments. We had a small matter to transfer property, and they were determined. So I was proud of them, too. It was good.
One item that I wanted to be sure we mentioned before we wrap up, and that is a couple of information public input sessions related to the upgrades coming to the Homestead Skate Park. Those sessions will be December 17th and 18th. But I was just kind of curious, like, what's the timeline on these upgrades to the skate park?
We want it to be as soon as possible. This upgrade is being done with ARPA money. So you have to have dedicated the money before this December 31st, and you have to have spent the money before the end of 2025. So I think you'll see that project get underway and hopefully completed in 2024. Since it's already an existing park, it makes it a little easier to do a redesign than if you're starting on raw land. And they want to get input, and they have a firm already picked out that does this kind of work. So I'm excited to see that project move along, as you will see the other ARPA projects also moving along next year, because we have to get them or forfeit the funds, and nobody wants to do that. So you will see several of the projects that were tagged with parks from ARPA funds, mostly in the Parks and Rec area, because I think we spent most of the other monies. And so that's very exciting.
It's a familiar voice of Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. Pam, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to
yet?
Yeah,
we got a couple of exciting things coming up. We're having our tree lighting this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. in front of University Baptist Church. There'll be caroling and cocoa and fun, and it's just fun to come out. It's a nice way to start off the holiday season, which will be followed by the next weekend with the parade, the holiday parade, at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and Carver and Chapel Hill will do it together, and we'll be walking this year, which I walked last year too, so it's all good. I enjoy that event so much. It's really good. And then the council's organizational meeting, where we switch over and I hand the gavel over to Jess Anderson, it's going to be Monday, December 18th at 7 p.m., and the new council members will be sworn in, and we'll say thank you and goodbye to those of us that are leaving. And it's a nice time, too. And then a couple other things going on with open houses and coffee with a cop. And again, always check the website. There's always plenty of information about when these things are happening.
Pam, I appreciate you taking the time and look forward to talking again soon.
Okay, talk to you next Thursday. Have a good weekend.